Hello folks, Mr. Gavin Bell here, and welcome to the first episode of this podcast. You know what? I don't even really know what this podcast is going to be called. I've got things like The Scotland Show in my head, but you know what? I don't actually know. I'm just a big believer on getting started on things, and I could wait, and I could try and make this perfect. I could create a nice little logo for it, and a website for it, and get a nice little jingle for it and things. But you know what? I'm just a fan of getting started, and this thing that I've created will become great over time, I'm very sure. So just to give you a bit of insight into what this show is all about, I thought I was going to start creating a weekly video show talking about Scotland, funny and interesting things that have happened in the Scottish news in the previous week, and the online reaction to those interesting and funny stories. However, I decided that my camera wasn't suitable for filming a weekly video, and so I thought, I'll just wait until I get the camera set up that I need. But I thought, well, why do that? Why don't I just start a podcast and the video series can come in time? So that's exactly what this is. This show is going to be covering funny and interesting things that have happened on Scotland during the week, and then the online reaction to those things, and I'll be going over them in a short 10 to 15 minute show. It might change over time, but that is the original idea, and I'm so glad that you're here listening to this show with me on episode one. I think I should maybe get one of those jingle things that all podcast hosts have, you know. Maybe I could get that kind of cheesy American voice that goes, "Welcome to the Scotland Show with Mr. Gavin Bell." Or maybe I could just go for like a version. I don't know, and I don't really know what I'm speaking about, but let's get into the content of the show, because that is what it's all about: funny and interesting things that have happened in the news. So first of all, last week Scotland had a little bit of a different bit of luck, maybe, when it comes to weather. Last week we were hit with some cracking weather. Sun thing, that burning ball in the sky that sometimes we don't get to see here in Scotland, came and it shone upon us for a few days. It was beautiful. Allegedly, it was warm air that had come from Africa. I don't know whether that's true or not. That could be utter rubbish, but that's something that I read online. That's probably going to be something that happens a lot in this show, actually, because we don't really know what's fake news or what's actually real, but I'm going to cover them anyway. But Scotland was hit with some sun. I was up on the beach in Skye, the coral Cleggan beach of Skye, literally sunbathing, which was amazing. And then last weekend I was up in Aberdeenshire in Ballater, seeing some family up there near Balmoral Castle, and we were climbing the moors over there, and I actually got sunburnt. I got sunburnt in Scotland. That just kind of goes to show that I do have some of those ginger Scottish jeans in me. But amazing weather in Scotland, and I really, really, really hope that that weather continues over the summer. Talking about sunny weather, the Commonwealth Games athletes just came back from Australia, hauling 44 medals, which was by far their best result at an overseas games before. Not far behind the country's record of 53. When Glasgow played host to the previous event in 2014. So a really, really successful Commonwealth Games for the athletes. I got to say, I didn't really watch as much of the Commonwealth Games as I'd hoped to. But really cool to see that Scotland are doing so well over in the sunny part of the world. Speaking of sport, we've had a bit of interesting football action in Scotland. The Scottish Cup semi-final has just been, and it's fair to say Rangers didn't put up much of a fight to Celtic, losing 4-0. Aberdeen also did pretty terribly, losing 3-0 to Motherwell. But one of the things that I love, one of the things, I'm not going to speak about the semi-final, because it's not the best weekend if you're a red or a blue supporter. But one of the things I wanted to mention about this was Scott Brown, the Celtic captain, is coming up to his testimonial, I believe, for Celtic. Don't ask me when or where, but one of the things that I absolutely loved about this is Celtic tweeted a picture of Scott Brown where he's wearing some absolutely cracking jeans. It must have been the day that he signed for Celtic. He's got Gordon Strachan's arm around him and he's wearing these incredible boot cut jeans, and it just brought me back to the days that I used to wear bootcut jeans. I remember my jeans back in the day. My favourite jeans were kind of like skateboarder jeans that had like writing and drawings all over the back pockets. Those things were incredible. But these jeans with Scott Brown are pretty special. And I was going to say I'll add them to the show notes because that's what every podcast host does, isn't it? But I just realised I don't actually have any show notes. So I'm going to add them to the show notes and I'm going to make the website page mrgavinbell.com/... let's say Scotland won, and I'm going to have to take a note of that because I might forget. Check that picture out of Scott Brown. It's an absolute cracker. And as we carry on the talk of football, it was a bad weekend for Rangers, right? It's a bad weekend if you're a Blues supporter, you're a Rangers fan. But, and could it get much worse losing 4-0 to your closest rival, Celtic? Well, it probably is for this guy. There's a Rangers fan who thought Rangers were signing Bayern Munich defender Mats Hummels. I don't think so, pal. 1872_Jake on Twitter tweeted out, "Can't believe Rangers are about to sign Mats Hummels on a 3-year deal. Exactly what we need. We are the people." Stephen Crawford replies to him, "Where are you hearing this from, mate?" Jake goes, "Seen everyone tweeting about it, hoping it's true." Stephen goes, "I think they mean the kit manufacturer, Hummel." "Ah, Jake, you've made an error there, pal. You've taken something that you've read online and just made a total fool of yourself." Now, I went to go onto Twitter to find 1872 Jake to see if there's any chat that we could get from him for the show. Unfortunately, he's made his Twitter account private, so he must have got absolutely hammered by everyone. Now, at the time of... so 1 hour after he tweeted saying, "Can't believe Rangers are about to sign Mats Hummels on a 3-year deal," the tweet he had 24 replies, 72 retweets and 300 likes after 1 hour. So I can only imagine after a week, that's pretty painful for him. Of course, Rangers clinched a kit deal with Hummel in a multi-million pound boost for the Ibrox club. Unfortunately for 1872 Jake, that wasn't signing the Bayern Munich defender. Some other cool news in Scotland moving away from football now is Limmy's Show. It's really cool to see Limmy's Show reappear on iPlayer. So for those of you that are listening perhaps across the pond, Limmy's Show, or Limmy, Brian Limond is a comedian in Scotland, and he creates probably the weirdest comedy I have ever seen. But it's comedy that I actually find really, really funny. Now, I'm going to put in a little clip of him and one of his sketches now.
1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10,
song is stuck in my head. I can't get rid of it. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. Absolutely love Brian Lemon's thing. But what I really liked about this is it was great to see the BBC supporting a low budget production like that. So Brian Lemon, it was a one-off show, I believe, a one-off pilot show. But everything that he did, every video and every sketch in that programme was filmed pretty much on a vlogging camera. It's a very, very low budget production, and it's just amazing to see someone as big as the BBC start to take influencers and creators seriously. Because it's one of the things that influencers and creators are starting to... We are the new media. We are the media these days. People, if you look at youngsters and where they consume video and content, they're going to places like YouTube and Instagram. They're not watching TV anymore. And so it's amazing to see that BBC are starting to support low-budget productions like Lemmy's Show. And I really hope it was a one-off pilot. I really hope that that actually, whether you like Brian Lemon or not, or think he's funny, I just really hope for the sake of creators that that pilot actually starts to get rolled out. So really, really cool to see that. BBC, if you want me, come and get me. BBC, if you want me, come and get me. Moving on again, carrying on with the BBC theme, actually. Still Game has been on again It was a 6 or an 8 episode series, I believe. And I actually thought it was really funny. I was having a look online and seeing what the kind of the reaction was from people on Still Game, and a lot of people weren't very impressed with it. A lot of people said that it wasn't that funny. A lot of people saying that the old series of Still Game was funnier. But I actually really liked this series. I thought it's great to be back on the screens. I remember when the two guys broke up and they said that Still Game wasn't happening again. It was pretty gutting. So it was great to have Still Game back, and I've watched every single one. Probably my biggest laugh out loud moment was when they're playing football and the big hard guy comes and kicks Winston's leg and it goes flying. I found that absolutely hilarious. For those of you, again, that don't know what Still Game is, it's a comedy series that's really, really famous in Scotland, and it's like 30-minute episodes with Scottish patter, as we like to say, Scottish banter. It's really good. I don't know if anyone's listening in America, if you're able to get access to that or not. It might be on Netflix or something, I'm not sure. But if you can watch any Still Game episodes, definitely watch it, because it is absolutely hilarious. Now, here is a clip from Still Game, just so you get an idea on what it's like.
Bloody big pot of pish under the bed.
Shut up and get it lifted out.
Wait a minute. How have I bloody do this?
For God's sake.
My final news story from this week includes a hashtag angry badger. This is probably my favourite news story or thing that I saw online this week. So staff at the Craignethan Castle tweeted that a very angry badger, in quotation marks, very angry badger, was in the cellar tunnel of the property. They put a tweet out on the Wheel of History or the Historic Scotland Twitter page saying, "Beware the hashtag angry badger. If you're heading to Craignethan Castle over the next few days, you might find the cellar tunnel closed due to the presence of a very angry badger. We're trying to entice it out with cat food and send it home to hashtag chill out." I just find this utterly hilarious and utterly bonkers. They went on to say, "Our work team on site have since cleared some of the rubble and have tried to lure the badger out with cat food and honey." I can just totally imagine that badger being in that cellar tunnel, just being like, "What the hell is going on here? I'm stuck in a flimmin' castle tunnel and I can't get out. And now these people are starting to offer me cat food. How dare they? I like mice and stuff." Actually, what do badgers eat? I'm going to Google that right now whilst I'm on this show. What do badgers eat? Earthworms, insects, grubs, and the eggs of young ground nesting birds. They also eat small mammals, amphibians, reptiles, and birds, as well as roots and fruit. So these guys are eating earthworms and like ground nesting birds and eggs, and you're offering it cat food, something that tastes like boring cardboard. Anyway, I thought that was utterly hilarious that a Scottish castle was closed due to an angry badger, and it was cool to see that Historic Scotland were actually having a bit of a laugh with it with their Twitter account and almost spun it and turned it into a bit of a PR story. Right, guys, that is the end of the first episode of this unnamed, unscheduled, not really planned out show. I hope you've enjoyed that. I hope you enjoy some of the news stories. Obviously, this is the first one and things are going to get a bit better over time. You can see it's a little bit unorganized, but I thought I just want to start and just get something out there and just get a taste for what people think about it. I've had some amazing tweets, amazing people commenting and sending me messages on Instagram about the show. Now, one of the things I really want to say is this show is going to be so much easier for me if you can find things that are interesting or you find funny online that are related to Scotland and send them over to me throughout the week. I'll obviously be doing my own research on these types of things, but if you come across something and think it's going to be funny and think it should be included in the show, please send it over to me. You can find my website at mrgavinbell.com. The show notes will be mrgavinbell.com/Scotland1. And you can also find me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at mrgavinbell. I hope you've enjoyed this show. I've certainly enjoyed myself chatting away to you, and I can't wait already. I'm actually really excited for the next show already. I've enjoyed this, and I think this is going to be something that I'm going to have a lot of fun with, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Signing off, at Mr. Gavin Bell, take care, have fun, be happy, and we'll see you next week.